You're listening to SBS News.
There are plenty of stories of people finding love online, but a new public awareness campaign offers a reminder that there are also plenty of people who don't. The video is part of a public safety campaign called Ask for Angela, aimed at preventing sexual assaults.
Is Angela working tonight?
Yes, she is. I'll take you to her. Thank you.
People can walk up to a staff member at bars and pubs, asking to see Angela, a new code word to communicate that the person is feeling unsafe. With the increasing popularity in online dating apps like Tinder, Assistant Commissioner Mark Walton from New South Wales Police says people can sometimes find themselves in uncomfortable situations.
On 50% of the occasions in the offences that we looked at, the perpetrator and victim had actually met for the first time. So the concept of Ask for Angela actually deals with some of those risk factors that we determined through that research.
Police say it's not only people on blind dates who are at risk of assault, but it can sometimes be a risk factor. The City of Sydney is supporting the campaign. Deputy Lord Mayor Jess Miller says people should always trust their instincts.
I've been on a Tinder date, as many women have, and we have the sense to know when things are not feeling right. So this is really good, I think, to give women, I guess, the power back in the scenario to know that there are options, that you can have a conversation with the people behind the bar, and that they've got your back.
Justina has worked in bars around the world and has seen firsthand the need for such programs.
I'm really happy about this initiative that you are actually doing here in Australia, because in my previous places there was no such a discreet way on asking for help.
The program was launched in England 2 years ago, and police hope its launch in Australia will reduce what they say has been an increase in the reporting of sexual assaults and harassment, many of them alcohol-related. These women in Sydney's CBD say they like the sound of it.
I think this is a really good idea.
Yeah. I'd say even just knowing that that is possible to get out of a situation makes you feel a bit more safe. So I'd be more inclined to say, yeah, I'll go on a date with you because I know that bar will look after me.
And these women say they'd love to see something similar at home.
When we go back to Indonesia, that's a different story.
Totally different story. You can't really go out after 10 p.m. You can't wear shorts, you can't wear revealing clothes. You just need to be very conservative.
There are plans to roll out the campaign in other languages after the initial trial period. South Australia and Queensland are also in preliminary discussions to trial the scheme. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.